This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That I've ever done this on the program, and I'm not doing it to be dramatic, but I would ask for anybody that has been following the situation related to the month after month after month of protests related to the Dakota Access Pipeline, that you, if you are the praying type at least, include a prayer today for the men and women of our law enforcement, local, state, and federal officials, as well as the individuals who find themselves in a situation that brings them to believe the best way is to oppose law enforcement on this situation despite repeated warnings. Because we know not from any law enforcement sources, I've actually not been able to confirm this from anybody on the law enforcement side, but it was quite obvious yesterday that the end was near as it pertains to allowing individuals to be on a private piece of land with an encampment and or block a road. And you saw Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer, Cass County Sheriff Paul Laney, General Dorman from the North Dakota National Guard, and Tom Gerhardt, the commander and colonel of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, go down there with the best of intentions to say, look, we get it. We know what your opinion is. We know what your position is. We understand and respect your right to be able to fight that out. Take it to the courts. Do whatever you got to do. You can't be on private land. You can't block roads. And if you're not going to heed our warnings that we need to, you know, remove you from that, then we have to do what we have to do. And they basically said, do what you have to do. We have the actual audio of it that we can play it if you want to hear it at all. And so I learned from a number of social media posts from the camp, Red Warrior Camp and others, that over an hour ago, here's the exact post from the Red Warrior Camp. The water protectors were given an hour notice to disperse. That hour is now over. It is being reported that the protectors are being slowly surrounded by highly militarized law enforcement. Again, that's their words. So they are also saying their elders and spiritual leaders have put up altars to protect the water and the people. The prayers are strong, and the warriors' hearts will not back down. We are asking for prayers and support. The time is now. Please come to the front lines. And other sites have confirmed this as well and talked about assets being down there. We have reports of upwards of 400 members of law enforcement and a number of assets descending on that site. Again, they've been warned. So I open with a request for all of us, if we are the praying type, to include a prayer on this situation for the peaceful resolution, right? I think law enforcement has been over backwards in seeking that. Government leaders have as well. And you have just flat-out defiance as recently as yesterday, as recently as this morning in being given an hour notice. So it is happening as we speak. We will keep tabs on this and update you as we go throughout the program on what's happening. And no doubt there'll be all kinds of claims of terrible things, and awful things, and horrible things, which I am losing patience for because of their lack of fact in raising those allegations. Anyway, let's just do that today. And keep everybody in our thoughts and prayers as this rolls out. Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Night, What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. Ty, the Radio God Mitchell, is here. Riding shotgun on the program. We're going to start with the Talk Radio Town Hall and Congressman Kevin Cramer. It is in the first hour of the program today, and it's on Thursday rather than Wednesday for reasons we mentioned yesterday on the program. One other guest besides Congressman Cramer, Kyle Bubba Schweigert, is going to join us, head coach of the UND football team. Big weekend, undefeated in the Big Sky. It's huge, heading into a big game Saturday. We're going to talk with Coach Bubba about that in the meantime. Your calls, your questions, your comments on any and everything related to this ongoing situation in North Dakota, the presidential race, anything else on your mind, let us have it at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. And one more time, 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Scott, on what seems to be becoming a very active day in North Dakota.
What can you tell us? I don't want you to tell us anything you can't or that it isn't for public information at this point, but obviously from reports, mostly from folks on the other side of this, there is a significant event going on today, and that's been pretty much telegraphed in a transparent way from law enforcement to these folks. But what else can you tell us?
Well, I think you've articulated pretty much everything I know, Scott, up to this point. But clearly, the patience and the patience is the best word of our law enforcement officers through this entire process has been nothing short of remarkable and textbook, by the way. The patience of the company, the patience of our government, our state government, patience not only with the rioters, but also with the federal government, who's been complicit in creating this chaos, as they often have been, by the way. This is not new to this situation. But this was particularly disturbing because we're talking about a federal action that actually is paving the way for this this activity. So God bless the North Dakota Highway Patrol and the Warren County Sheriff's Department and all of the other sheriff's departments and police forces that have come to their assistance for their tremendous restraint. And let's just hope it continues and that they have... that they have a peaceful resolution even today, as every warning imaginable and then some has been given to lawbreakers. But you just simply cannot let a mob veto the law. You just cannot. We are a nation of laws, and people's private property rights and public personal safety have to be paramount and have been. And now it's evidently time for for some action, because at the end of the day, this pipeline is going to be built. It's going to go under the river right where it is. I think anybody that doesn't think that's going to happen hasn't been paying attention. And the more peacefully it can be done, frankly, what disturbs me, Scott, as much as anything is that the leadership down at Standing Rock is sort of diminishing their own credibility and their own leverage for good things for their own people by allowing it to go to this point. And that's very unfortunate for the North Dakotans who live at Standing Rock.
Here is a excerpt from the dialogue that happened between Sheriff Kirkmeyer, Sheriff Laney, and others with the leaders of this roadblock and this encampment that have been warned to leave. Just so you understand what law enforcement has been up against and is up against as we speak at this very hour in encountering them. Listen.
There's people over here on file that are apathetic. They do not care. They don't have a house. They don't have a mortgage like you do. They don't have a family to go home to like you do. If they go down, they're going to be held in high esteem by our people.
Why does that have to happen?
That's just the way.
That's the issue you guys are forcing. This is from a protester. And by the way, does that not sound like somebody with a suicide bomb with ISIS, that they're going to go down in esteem? He is warning Sheriff Paul Laney there, saying, hey, there's people here that don't care. They don't have homes. They don't have mortgages. They're going to go down. They're going to take you out. In other words, leave us alone and let us do what we want. And if you do otherwise and enforce the rule of law, we got nothing to lose. That's chilling, isn't it?
It's chilling because if our law enforcement officers and our government were to submit to that, then we would no longer be a governing country. We would be chaos. We would have mob rule, and what would become of that would be very, very, well, be chilling is the best word, if not worse. So, no, it's very, what gets me, Scott, is that there are people supposedly in positions of responsibility that make this same argument, you see. And we have to be able to stand up against that as civilized people. We have to be able to say, listen, you don't get to tell the government and tell law-abiding citizens, you have to acquiesce to us because we're willing to die for the cause. That's what led to Baltimore and St. Louis, rides around the country, because bullies were willing to go in and raid and ride. and loot, and somehow felt they had a license to because the cops are the bad guys. And that is just, it's absolutely upside down. The fact that we got to this point in our culture frustrates me, but the fact that we got to this point in North Dakota's culture is really, really unfortunate. And I hope that peace-loving people can stand up to this and can discern it. And I don't expect you know, actors to understand it, because they live in a fantasy world in their own brain. That they become the characters, evidently, that they are. That they don't realize that jet fuel is made by oil, and they don't, you know, everything's a cost to them, and they play a role. So I don't expect them to understand it, but I hope that people in Middle America understand that the rule of law still is relevant and paramount, frankly.
Your questions for Congressman Kramer when we come back on the Talk Radio Town Hall at 800-228-0550 on this issue unfolding as we speak. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/nd-da.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery auctions include farm retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. Featuring John Deere and Case IH tractors and combines with low hours, semis, grain trailers, and quality tillage, spraying, and planting equipment. For complete information on these exceptional machinery auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit my not sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørn Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What you gotta do? Do what you gotta do.
Right in this.
We're doing what we have to do to protect our children and future generations.
And the other 18 million Americans that get their water from the Missouri River. We're protecting the water for the other 18 million American citizens.
So that was the end of the negotiation between law enforcement and the illegal encampment, and they said, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. We got to do what we got to do for future generations and the 18 million people that are affected by this by this water supply. So do what you got to do. I mean, there again, warnings right there. We know at this moment that there is a significant law enforcement force. I've heard one report of 400 members of law enforcement. The assets themselves have been down in that area at the Fort Rice campground for some time. Very obvious to anybody that's paying attention that, and as Sheriff Laney said very well yesterday, look, we're being transparent here. We're showing you all the assets we have. We have the capability to arrest every single one of you and get you cleared off of this land. But we're giving you the opportunity to leave peacefully so it doesn't become an encounter that could lead to somebody getting hurt. And they said, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Well, they are doing that at this hour. And we will keep you posted on the latest. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall here. Max and Minot, Bob and Fergus Falls, first two to go here with questions. And we're going to do that in just a moment. Also, I want to tell you about our friends at PetroServe USA. In a couple of days of October left, last chance to go in and get some great deals at PetroServe USA locations. Like that World Kitchens Jerky, the 10-ounce bag, $8.99. I could live on that. I don't know about you. Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese on wheat, $2.29. The Pringles grab-and-go are 69 cents each. You fill up with choice at the pump. You like E10, you like E15, you like E30 or more, they've got it at PetroServe USA locations by helping North Dakota's oil fields connect with North Dakota's farm fields. And the 4 for $4 deal is good every day. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 from PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Max in Minot for Congressman Cramer, you're next to go.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. It's nice to talk to you, Congressman Cramer. You know, you've always been a strong voice for North Dakota, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
One of the things I got a question is, North Dakota National Guard is controlled by the governor. Is that correct?
Well, he is the commander-in-chief of the North Dakota National Guard, but they do have joint responsibilities, obviously, depending on whether they're deployed overseas or out of North Dakota or not. But, yes, they are under the control to a limited degree, however, because there's also the assets that the North Dakota National Guard has at their disposal are owned by the federal government. So it's not quite as simple as, you know, one or the other.
Okay. And I don't know if the guard is getting involved in this, but let's say the guard does go down there and is acting as a backup or, you know, in a lawful manner to remove these protesters.
Yes.
The Obama administration has demonstrated that through overruling these district judges and saying that what the judge says is not valid. Could the Obama administration come in and take control of the National Guard?
Yeah, very, very good question. And I will tell you what I believe is the case, with the caveat that somebody, somebody with more technical knowledge might have to correct me. But I don't believe they couldn't stop the personnel. In other words, they could not tell the governor, you can't deploy them for this purpose. But they could repeal or retract certain assets, perhaps that the Department of Defense owns, and I don't know what that might be. Well, I don't know if that's a Humvee, I don't know if that's a helicopter. I don't know all the intricate details of that. But technically, I think something like that, you know, is possible. I think it is very highly unlikely. And in fact, I would suspect that in a situation like this, that some of that's already been worked out. In other words, I think that the military leadership of the Guard knows the rules intimately and intricately and has a responsibility up the chain of command. And so I would guess that that's all already been factored in.
So we could not, I mean, foreseeably, we would not get another government agency step in there and essentially become confrontational with our guard unit?
I don't believe so. I think that would be very, very unlikely. I don't want to say it's impossible, but I think that would be very unlikely. So certainly, whatever is happening today, I suspect won't last very long. And let's hope anyway. And then hopefully that pipeline gets finished, and we still have to get the easement, of course, from the Corps of Engineers for going under the river. But hopefully they can get to that point very soon.
Thank you very much, Congressman.
Yep, thank you.
Max, thanks for calling. Glad you're out there. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. If you have questions or comments for Congressman Cramer, you can also text those in, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503 to text them in. And also, when you call, you get an option of pressing 1 to leave a message or 2 to chat with us live on the air. Bob in Fergus Falls out there in God's country of Otter Tail County. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a simple person, Kevin. Always a pleasure to listen to you. I think there's a simple answer to this thing, and I think the Native Americans feel disenfranchised. They don't have ownership in the state, and so whatever the issue was, they were going to rise up to exercise what each one of us wants, is ownership and a part in our lives and.
Sure.
In community, and so it's come to a confrontation, and I don't know if this is the answer, but it seems to me that they need to be offered something that will take the place of the confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
To me, maybe a permanent advisory council to be set up. I don't know if there is one already, but a permanent advisory council in Bismarck,
mm-hmm.
to have a permanent presence and voice, not only on this issue, but on other issues that might arise,
sure.
And to magnify all the issues that have come up due to this pipeline. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, no, you raise an important point, and I do think there is a gap in understanding. This is part of why, a big reason why, frankly, I went on that tour last week with the tribal preservation officers, historic preservation officers, and the Corps, was to get a better understanding, because there is a gap between our sort of understanding of physical law, you know, and physical assets on the ground, cultural sites and that whatnot, whether it's a rock cairn or, you know, whatever it might be, and the spiritual side of it, which is, you know, pretty hard sometimes to grasp. But that is somewhat at the heart of part of the conflict. That said, however, one thing I want to make sure everyone understands is there is an Indian Affairs Commission, and that commission is made up of all of the chairmen of the various tribes in North Dakota. Scott Davis happens to be the current commissioner who does work for the governor, but really represents the governor to the tribes and the tribes to the governor. And that's why when the Public Service Commission, for example, notices hearings, the Indian Affairs Commissioner gets those notices and then
goes above forward. And beyond to say, hey,
right.
Be at this meeting, which
exactly.
Was ignored. Yeah, exactly. Bob, hang tight. We'll get the rest of your answer after the break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Interesting times in which we live, ladies and gentlemen. I ask again for your prayers as a significant law enforcement operation is underway near Cannonball, North Dakota, the site of this illegal encampment, the most recent illegal encampment, this one actually on private land. It also blocked parts of 1806. And there have been repeated warnings given to those individuals, including yesterday, something recorded on video that we've shared on our websites and social media. And even this morning saying you have 1 hour notice to leave, those warnings not heeded, and that effort is now underway. So it is literally happening as we speak down there right now, and we'll continue to report as we get information from that as it happens. But it's something that hopefully we can pray about for both sides and a peaceful resolution to all of it. All right, so Bob in Fergus Falls asked you a question related to, can something be done down the road? Also the damage that has been done to this point in all of this. And you're hearing that from a lot of different people. Chairman Dave Archambault of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, you and Governor Dalrymple, Senator Hovind have all expressed disappointment in the interactions with him to this point. He telling the governor repeatedly that he didn't have control down there anymore and was not asking these people to leave. One of the reasons he's not, for instance, we have the situation I just described that's happening right now, that's been ongoing. Literally, the law enforcement officials, the sheriffs, going right to the encampment saying, you need to stop. And rather than being in the middle of that and trying to broker some peace, the chairman, Dave Archambault, is in New York City on the set of MSNBC on a program with Lawrence O'Donnell last night called The Last Word, rumored to be meeting today with Hillary Clinton's campaign. Here's a part of what he said when he was asked by Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC why this is getting so much worldwide attention, yet the presidential campaigns aren't opining on it. Here's
what he said. I think it's a really simple issue. What we're standing up for is water. And you can't get any more basic than that. But what we're going up against is power. You know, we have political force. We have candidates who receive contributions from the oil industry. We have labor unions who are saying, and we're not fighting labor unions. We are in support of labor unions getting work. But they're saying this by stopping this pipeline, we're taking jobs away from them. We're asking them to reroute this pipeline, and they'll get additional work.
All right, so I'll put all that up on social media so folks can hear from yourself, but I want you to respond to that, maybe in piggybacking the rest of your answer to Bob in Fergus Falls, because, you know, he's, I guess, you know, asking how do you avoid this in the future?
Sure.
If the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe didn't take advantage of hearings in North Dakota to, quote-unquote, protect the water, I have to believe this never was about protecting the water. This seems to be about politics and more along the lines of what Earth Justice wants in the way of ending dirty fuels. Am I
wrong? Well, that's part of the problem is that that Standing Rock and the people of Standing Rock's legitimate questions about water have been diluted down to like the most minor of issues with these protesters, because most of these protesters aren't Native Americans from North Dakota. They're people from all over the country. They're celebrities. They're people who extort money from companies and make money off of other people's hardship. And the legitimate concerns of the people of Standing Rock have been ignored. And unfortunately, they haven't done what they need to do to get rid of all the other elements, the keep it in the ground elements sort of the violent rioters, so that we can have that legitimate question answered to the degree we can. But the other problem, Scott, is not only do we have a Indian Affairs Commission that is a bridge between the governor and the tribes, and that they're encouraged to participate in the process, and in some cases, in this case, chose not to, but the company itself met with Standing Rock tribal leadership 7 times in the consultation process. 7 times. They met with 55 different tribes, hundreds of times. So it's not as though they didn't have their say. The problem is they confuse consultation with consent. And that's the problem. Sometimes when you're in a contest, one side doesn't get everything they want. They don't get their way. That doesn't mean they weren't considered. But this is why we have courts. This is why we have legislatures. This is why we have presidents and governors, is so that you can have majority rule with minority protection. But
that's the reckless nature of this whole thing that I think has been lost in much of the media. I mean, they ignored the process at the 11th hour, then come to stop it with the lawless, thuggish, behavior, and then expect everybody to think that they somehow are the victim in it all.
Right. That's not to say we can't improve the process going forward, though, back to Bob's point. And I think that one thing about a good, solid, peaceful protest, it can lead to that. The problem now is it's denigrated to this point where now, instead of gaining credibility and leverage, I worry that the Standing Rock people, who are the people I'm most concerned about, I could care less about Earth Justice and some of these other wacky groups who have nothing but a political agenda. Jesse Jackson, give me a break. That guy's only down there to extort money from people. But the people of Standing Rock are my main concern, and I'm afraid that their voice is the one that's not going to be heard in the future, because their own leadership is diminished their credibility and their leverage when it could have been maximized. And I hope it still can. I'm still confident that can happen, but it's going to take some leadership that does something other than going on MSNBC and making political statements about campaigns and labor unions. I mean, I was just listening to that clip. This is the first time I've heard it, but for Dave to say we're not against labor unions and having their jobs, they're not our enemy. Well, tell that. I don't think the labor unions are convinced of that.
Yeah, exactly right. How about just the basic fact that we have a major, the largest to this point, a confrontation going on at this moment with hundreds of law enforcement and these out-of-state rioters who are setting up roadblocks and on this. And this guy's in New York City on MSNBC. Shouldn't he be putting safety ahead of politics?
Well, I do think this is part of the problem with where we find ourselves today. Is it's become about something other than the fundamental issue, and that's become very unfortunate. I've been there. I mean, we all can get wrapped up, in our own emotions at times. But you need to be able to step back from it and clear your head and have a more reasonable conversation rather than a confrontation.
All right, let's go next to David in Hettinger County for Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, David.
I just wanted to put this pipeline protest in the context of the larger war on fossil fuels. And the war is now reaching its advanced stages of realization, in terms of, the regulation pressures are becoming, more acute. And all this is at a time when the scientific case in favor of CO2 regulation has never been weaker. So the sad truth is, all these costly, damaging regulations are going to be put in place for no good reason. And I guess what I wish Congressman Kramer and his colleagues, Senators Hovind and Heitkamp would do it, we'd use your platforms, you know, to shout out this truth that these regulations are being crammed down our throats for no good reason.
Well, I don't know about the two senators, but I don't know that I could do much more than I've been doing. I was just in Richmond, Virginia on Monday evening doing the what has been billed as the most substantive presidential debate this year, debating on behalf of Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton's top energy advisor, as I like to call them, climate advisors, because they don't really have energy policy. They have climate policy, and they operate under a very different premise than I do. Just as a couple of specific statistics to your point, David, I mean, under this president, $33 billion worth of energy infrastructure projects have either been withdrawn by investors or killed altogether by the administration over regulations and the uncertainty that's created. Now, this action, this is the most chilling of all, because this is an action where the federal government had issued the permit and the courts had upheld the permit, and then the president, giving direction to his attorney general, withdrew the permit. And now you have this chaos that's ensued, and you're right, it's all about keeping the oil in the ground. It has nothing to do with, by the way, that water is as safe after this pipeline is built as it is today. This will be the safest pipeline in the history of the country to go under a river, and by the way, it's going 100 feet under the bottom of the river, double-layered, all kinds of monitors and valves, and it's put at the place that has the least would have the least negative impact, avoids several residences and wells, and all, you know, there's a million reasons why this is the best location for this pipeline. But even at that, now the administration sends a signal that even a federal permit isn't a guarantee. We'll even withdraw that if we decide we want to. So anyway, to the point of my, I don't think I could have been much more outspoken than I have been up to this point, including introducing the Keystone XL pipeline bill that Senator Hovind introduced in the Senate, passed, and the president vetoed. So
appreciate the call, David. And by the way, everybody ought to watch that debate. I wish that's the debate we could have right now in this country. There's not a single North Dakotan that's not impacted by the outcome of this race as it pertains to energy. And that was as substantive as you get. And instead, we're debating this Dakota Access Pipeline, which you say quite correctly is going to be built and should be, given the fact that it's followed every single procedure, policy, rule, regulation that it's been asked to do. And we're in the middle of a political circus. It's unbelievable. Dave and Minokin, you're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Congressman and Scott. Appreciate all you both do. You do a phenomenal job. Appreciate the access on the radio. I just wanted to reply to Bob in Minnesota when he said, time to extend an olive branch. And, you know, that's a slippery slope. We're already going down that. We don't need to promote more lawlessness. You know, that's exactly what it does, is reward the lawless people and give them a place at the table when they've done nothing to deserve it.
Yeah. So an important point here is that, and thanks, Dave, I think it's well said, is even for a law enforcement officer, remember at the end of the day, is peace is the outcome you want. In this case, what we want is a peacefully built pipeline. And so in dealing with the moment, the line between enabling criminal behavior and inflaming it is sometimes it can be a very narrow line. And that's the tension that our law enforcement officers have to work under. Considering, of course, their own personal safety is also at risk, but your larger point is correct. You can't reward it, especially this level of bad behavior. If yesterday those protesters would have said to the police officers, "Thank you for coming down and talking to us. Thank you for offering the opportunity for a peaceful resolution and discussion." You know, we've made our point. We'll remove our barriers. We'll go back to where we're supposed to be camping, and look forward to the discussion. Then you get a seat at the table. But when your response is "Do what you got to do," and you know you flip the middle finger, that's a little bit hard to
and warn that these people are warned. You know, have nothing to live for, basically. Dave, right. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Others waiting for Congressman Kramer. We'll continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Tobacco is still a big problem in North Dakota. And Big Tobacco is still after our kids. So they target them. And it's working. Every year, 300 North Dakota kids become daily addicted smokers. That's 300 too many. And that's enough. Let's end this. Go to BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Have I got a deal for you at Titan Outlet Store. 11% off when you mention my name, Scott. TitanOutletStore.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Save 11%. Here's a 2013 Case IH 1255 planter. This is new. Never been in the field. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, drive clutch on it, fertilizer tank, bulk fill, 22 gallons a minute, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no roll markers, Pro 700 monitor, too. Big savings now at TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Another report from the front line of this confrontation between our law enforcement, God bless them, and these protesters that have asked for this confrontation and repeatedly dismissed warnings to leave peacefully before it had to happen. The Red Warrior camp has posted, everybody at the big camp, go to the front line treaty camp now. That's the one along 1806, the on private property. 7 buses, 3 with troops, the rest empty, escorted by 8 highway patrol, just now confirmed going south on Highway 6, about 4 miles south of Mandan. Stay in the ditch if you don't want to be arrested, but go to support. They may be trying to surprise from the south access on 1806. be alert. It takes them 40 minutes to get there. By 10:30 a.m., you will know. So this is going on right now. This is, again, Red Warrior Camp postings. And obviously these, you know, individuals and the vehicles have been moving that way. So we've been reporting what is obvious and what we're hearing from the camps. None of this is from a law enforcement source, but it's going on as we speak. And I continue to say that the best thing to do is just to pray for a peaceful resolution here. And hopefully when they see that level of force, just like they've been warned was going to be there, we'll heed the call. Texture, I want to get this in, says, question for Congressman Kramer. I'm a member of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and I'd like to know that at the end of all of this, where is the future of state and federal relations going to stand with the tribes? We forget this is not only impacts the Standing Rock Tribe, but all tribes throughout the country. What about that?
Well, that's up to a lot of people, obviously. I mean, as I mentioned, that 55 different tribes entered into consultation with Dakota Access Pipeline over this, and you don't want to squander those relationships on an emotional outburst, which is what we're seeing now. I do think it's clearly heightened the issue, and I think there will be discussion going forward as to how to improve the relationships. But at the same time, we have to remember that there are things in place that many of which have been ignored by the tribe in this particular process, and you can't sort of force something to happen if one side's not willing to make it happen. And again, consultation does not equal consent. You can't pick up your ball and go home when you don't agree with 100% of everything that's discussed. So I put that out as a precursor, but I do think there's going to be a lot more discussion going forward about the relationship. But I think there needs to be a better understanding as well about what has brought us to this point in terms of American history, in terms of what does sovereign nation status mean. Some people have interpreted that to mean they're a foreign country, that their chairman is on equal par with the president or a governor, and none of that's true. I mean, their sovereignty stems from Congress giving it to them, and their sovereignty is within their tribal boundaries. That doesn't make them another nation. They are still subject to states and even counties and federal government. There's just a higher level of consultation that goes on, and that's appropriate. But I think it's a worthwhile discussion to have. I think we definitely will be having it. I just worry about leverage. Politics is like business. It's like anything else. It's all about capital and how you earn capital and how you spend capital and how you share capital. That's the way politics is set up. It's not evil in its premise. In fact, in the United States of America, our self-governance works because we're virtuous people. And when we start losing our virtue, self-governance doesn't work so well. So we have to do some serious soul searching on all sides.
Jim and Dickey for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Congressman Kramer, thank you for taking a call. And I have a couple of questions and then a comment quick, and then I'll just let you talk. But where were the tribes in this tribe when this was all being discussed? Why didn't they show up and discuss it then? And why would this pipeline even considering going near this Indian reservation when these people are nursing grudges that are hundreds of years old, and I wouldn't have went in. It seems to me a case of two groups of idiots that didn't, and pardon my words if they're too harsh, but that's the way I feel. It seems like you have two groups of idiots that couldn't figure out what to do. The business plan of that pipeline is obviously fools running it, and the Indian tribes, they weren't thinking too well either there when they never showed up. So,
So a couple of things I want to address. First of all, the tribe did not attend any of the hearings on the routing of it, the Public Service Commission hearings, even though they were invited multiple times and got all the notice. They did, however, meet seven times with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Now, they didn't agree to it, but they did meet there. The more important question is, why did the pipeline choose this route? The reason they chose it is because it is the best route for minimal adverse impact on people and land and water, frankly, and lots of other things. And the way you come to that conclusion is the most obvious, and that is there's already a pipeline in that very same corridor, and this pipeline will be going under the river at just about exactly the same spot. In other words, there's already an energy corridor there. There's also a transmission line that crosses the river at the same point. So it's already had a full-blown environmental impact study 30 years ago. It had a further environmental assessment in this process. It is a place where there's it avoids additional acres of impact, road crossings. It avoids many water bodies and wetland crossings. And if you ever walk the area and you see the prairies there, you know exactly that.
Hold tight, if you would, Congressman Kramer. We'll finish on the other side of the break. I know you got to go shortly, but we'll just at least wrap up a couple things. Don't go away, folks. More waiting to weigh in. We'll get to all of it.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on 4 radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1416 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those 4 radio stations every single day. Right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you, act, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.